Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. You can send a question there as well. We've had some questions coming through this week about the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction that opens this weekend at Epcot. But we can answer those with our podcast guests. Graham and Becky are just back from Florida and they went on that attraction. How did they get on it before it officially opened and what is it like? We'll find out very soon. Hello to Mark, who is a brand new podcast listener. Andy, looking forward to our first ever Walt Disney World trip next year. And we started listening to the podcast. We're binging every episode from the very beginning. However, I have a question. On one of the top tips, you said, if you go to Rope Drop at Animal Kingdom, when everybody else turns left to go to Pandora, you should turn right and do something else. Do you still go by this advice? Because there's no fast passes anymore. Well, Mark, you are completely correct. I wouldn't follow that advice. This is the thing. It's great that you're going back to some of the old podcasts, but things we talk about on there, like free dining and fast passes, they no longer exist. And yes, things do change over time. No, I wouldn't do that anymore. If you're going to rope drop Animal Kingdom, especially if you're a resort guest and you're getting in half an hour before anybody else, I would get the half an hour before the half an hour and get in line to do Flight of Passage straight away. Even if you buy Genie Plus, the $15 a day Genie Plus, it's not going to get you on Flight of Passage. It's a separately ticketed attraction, which is not included in your Genie Plus. So probably the best thing to do if you don't want to pay to do Flight of Passage is get there for rope drop. Get there before the park opens if you're staying on site. If you're not staying on site, it's probably not worth it. You're probably just going to have to pay for it. But if you can get there before everybody else, it is worth rope dropping Flight of Passage first. Or wait until the very end of the day, because there's no reason to stay at Animal Kingdom towards the end of the day. By afternoon, late afternoon, people kind of start to clear off. So if park, say, closes at 7 o'clock, if you get in line for Flight of Passage at 10 to 5 to 7, even if it says like it's the wait's like an hour and a half, it's probably not. And they'll still let you queue as long as you're in that queue before the park closes. You know, you're saving yourself a little bit of money. So, yeah, the old advice used to be get your three free pass passes, do Flight of Passage, do Navi River Journey, do the safaris and then rope drop and go right, but not anymore. If you're going to rope drop, if you're staying on site, then yeah. Rope drop Flight of Passage. That is the advice. Any questions, send them over. And if you'd like to be a podcast guest, get in touch. That's what Graham and Becky did. I can't wait to talk to them because, well, they've done that attraction already. They have literally just got back from the most magical place on earth. When I say literally, they've been on that attraction that only opens this weekend. Hello, Graham and Becky. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Andy.
Let's talk about that attraction. Which attraction did you go on your last trip?
We went on Guardians of the Galaxy.
You have been on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind that only opens this coming weekend.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were very, very lucky to do a DVC preview.
Right. Okay. Now we'll talk about it more at the end of the podcast, just in case people don't want to listen, but we'll try and talk about it without spoilers. But if you could describe the attraction just for now in one word, what would that be?
Oh my gosh.
That's hard.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And fantastic. Right. Yeah. Let's talk about why you love Walt Disney World then. That was always the big question I like to start the podcast with. What is it for you that makes it the most magical place on earth?
So I think for us, which is, it's a lot of what people say is the escapism.
Yeah.
Our eldest daughter, she's got special needs, and we first started going sort of properly after she was born. And it was just a real place for us to be able to get away from all of that, all the hospital appointments and doctor's appointments and all that sort of stuff. It was just our safe place and a way, somewhere to just get away.
It's just, it's the quality of time that you get to have as a family that I don't feel you get on any other holiday, because there's something for a child of every age to engage in and to enjoy. And that, like you said, there's no distractions. So, you know, the Wi-Fi is rubbish. So you're not constantly on social media or doing all that sort of, you know, home admin stuff. So it's just the quality of time that you get to have as a family.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real escape for most people. If you've got real stuff going on back home, it's even better.
Yeah.
When was the first time you went?
It was 10 years ago in July 2012 with my sister and her then husband, Bruce, Justin Bruce, took us. They were big Disney fans, and so we got to enjoy it sort of through their experiences, through their eyes, the first time. And we were only there for 5 days, 4 nights. That was our first little dip into Disney. So, yeah, flying visit, one day each park, and that was it. Very, very quick. But we loved it. But, yeah, it wasn't until he was born, diagnosed, that we were like, we've got to go back. We've got to do it again.
Were you a little bit worried when they made you go first time? We were like, oh, we'll just go. We'll, you know, you're going on about this place. It can't be that good. We'll go. We'll shut you up. What, was it like that?
It wasn't, because we'd both done Disneyland Paris as children.
Yeah.
So we both loved Disney anyway. I think we were just more excited, weren't we, to actually going.
It was one of those places where my grandma used to say to me, if I win the lottery, I'll take you to Disney. And it was almost one of those places that I'd never thought I'd end up going, and sort of maybe not lost interest in it, but never thought, I thought I was too old to go or whatever. And then when they suggested that we go, it was just like, okay, like, I'm up for this. And yeah, and then once we got there, it was, we had such a great time. So,
well, obviously, because you own DVC, which is, it's kind of, it's hard to describe. It's kind of like the timeshare, isn't it? So what made you buy DVC?
It was on the trip in 2017, so our first one with our daughter, and we saw a lot of families who had older children or adult children with special needs, and we just thought, you know what, she's going to love this forever. You know, this is her safe place. This is her real enjoyment. Her smile has been, you know, from ear to ear the whole 2 weeks that we've been here. Like, she loves this and she's going to love it forever. Let's buy in now. It would save us money in the long run, apparently. Although we're spending a lot of money.
Would you say it has saved you money then over the last 5 years? Oh, apart from the 2 years we couldn't go.
Yeah.
We don't go every year.
No.
So the benefit with DVC is you can use 3 years worth of points effectively for one trip.
Yeah.
And so our plan initially was to do it every 3 years. Mm. I think that's going to change to every other year.
Yeah.
Because we always talk about buy more points.
Yeah.
But sort of, if you look at inflation and the way it's going, and how expensive accommodation is becoming to stay on site specifically, because I think that's the way we want to do it, is to stay on site. It seemed a bit of a no-brainer. If we're going to go for a long period of time, it seems a sensible decision.
Yeah, because once you've bought in, if you buy direct from Disney, that's like a 50-year contract, isn't it? And once that's yours, that's yours, apart from the annual dues. You've kind of like, you say, you've beaten inflation.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, annual dues will go up. Yeah, it's just something to take into account when you do, if people are thinking about it, it's something to take into account. Is inflation, is if you're going to stay at a Disney resort every year or every other year you go, they're constantly putting prices up at the minute. So.
Well, that's it, yeah. Everything's just getting more and more expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your favourite place to stay? Have you stayed at quite a few of the hotels and resorts? big deal.
We have a few, haven't we? So Stoke Yacht Club, Animal Kingdom, Boardwalk, and this time went to Saratoga Springs for the first time. And our favourite has to be the Boardwalk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We love it.
It's just the location, being so close to Epcot, you can walk to Epcot. It's a little bit of a further walk to Hollywood Studios.
We still do it because we love it.
But we do it. Yeah. And then it's only, you can still get a monorail to Magic Kingdom if you want.
Yeah.
It was just sort of a variety of transport options and being able to walk to two parks.
That's a real time saver, isn't it, when you can walk to two parks? And you say it's a bit further to walk to Hollywood Studios, but to be honest, by the time you've walked there from Boardwalk, it's actually quicker than getting transport.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And even if you want, you can get the boat down there, and there are other options. So there's not just the buses.
And I guess the skyline, and that's it.
Yeah,
of course.
You can walk.
And what about favourite places to eat? Are you people who like to plan your food way in advance?
Yes, we do. we like to plan everything, don't we?
We do.
We've got probably
three restaurants we've done every trip we've done.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Which are Garden Grill, because we love character meet and greet there.
Love it.
Unlike anywhere else, they come around sort of 3-4 times during your meal, and they're just so lovely, aren't they?
The time they give you is brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant characters there. And then Teppanyaki in Japan, at Epcot. We just love that experience. The chefs there are incredible, always really entertaining. It's not something you do a lot back home, eating that sort of style. And then our last one
is Ohana.
Which is
brilliant. It's just a fantastic meal from start to finish, from the bread service through to the dessert. The bread pudding is amazing.
Yeah. Mm. And we've always had a good seat watching the castle as well, haven't we, every time?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Yeah.
Do you go, when you go to Ohana, do you try and time it for fireworks?
We're not that good, no.
No.
Because
the girls are still a bit young. So our girls are 7 and 3.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit late for them to eat. Otherwise, they get groggy and hangry, as we all do. It's a bit late, but it's definitely something we want to try and do once they're a bit older.
You say you've got the two girls. How is it being at Disney with them? Especially if you've got special needs to contend with. How do you get around that?
Well, Disney are incredible. They're really, really brilliant with their special needs program that they've got. So we do the DAS, the Disability Access Service, which we did in advance this year, that you can do online. So we did that ahead of our trip. So we got two pre-booked lightning lanes. And then just walking around the park, the way people reference in Disney the wheelchair is wonderful, aren't they? They're like, the princess in her carriage, you come first. And you're like, me, thank you. And then Annabelle, who doesn't have special needs, she's 3, and she is a proper little princess, isn't she?
I can imagine
how she is.
It was her first like proper time going, and she just adored everything. There's Mickey Mouse, there's Pluto, there's everyone, because they're everywhere at the moment as well, which is great.
Yeah,
having them out in the parks everywhere.
I bet, guessing taking her at the age of 3. Well, had she been before as a baby, or was this her first time?
Yeah, but she was old. Four months old was a hard trip.
Yeah.
It's not one I would recommend to parents.
No.
Because it was August as well, so it was really hot.
Yeah.
So trying to keep her cool was difficult. So 3 was much better. I'm looking forward to 5. Already looking forward to the age.
I'm guessing, though, every time you go, it's like going for the first time, because you had your first time, then you had your daughter's first time, then you had your other daughter's first time when she actually realised. Yeah. So it's like a new experience all the time, isn't it?
It really is.
And this trip as well, we went with my brother and his fiance, and there was stuff that they'd never done.
They're big Disney fans as well,
They'd been before, but there was stuff that they just never done, and we were like, oh, so have you done this? And they'd turn around and be like, no, we've never done this. And it was like taking, they'd never been.
Yeah, they'd done all the little rides, the baby rides.
They'd not done what I consider probably the more original rides, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I know what you mean, Graham. What you mean, they've been, but they've not done it right. Until they've been with you.
That is exactly what I mean.
Because I know what you mean. I'm the same as well. You've not done it right. You've not done it right. You've got to go back. What is your favourite memory from your visits to Walt Disney World?
I think for me, on the first trip in 2012, it was my birthday evening. So I turned 24. We just had dinner at Cinderella's Royal Table. And then we watched the fireworks outside the castle. And seeing Tinkerbell fly down during the fireworks was, I was in awe. I was like, oh my goodness, what's happening? That was my first, like, I love Disney moment.
Yeah.
And then mine is we had a magic moment where in 2019 we were just walking down Main Street. We had a cast member stop us and say, "Have you seen Snow White today?" And we were like, "No." And he said, "Well, she meets just where you come in on the into the park on the left hand side. She's just about to go, but there's no queue. So if you go there now, you should be able to see her." Unfortunately, we missed her. We then bumped into him again on Main Street, and he said, "Oh, did you manage to see her?" And we said, no, we didn't. And so he said, "Okay, have you seen Mickey?" And we said, yeah, we've just come out from seeing Mickey. Oh, it was Mickey and Minnie at the time, because it was their anniversary.
Yeah.
And then he said, "How about Tinkerbell?" And we said, no, we've not seen Tinkerbell. And he's like, "Right, follow me." And just took us to the fast pass line, as it was back then.
Yeah.
And just said, "Right, these four, in you go."
Yeah.
So little things like that, that he didn't have to stop and do that for us at all.
Sprinkling
and it's just that stuff like that just makes your trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the simplest little things that cost nothing, but you remember forever.
Yeah, that's it. Disney's really good at that.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
We are going to talk about the new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind with Graham and Becky, because they've just come back from Walt Disney World. So we'll find out all about that new attraction that opens this weekend. Let's get a quick update on the news first. Quick news update. I'm not going to go into details of the brand new Guardians attraction because we're going to talk about that in a moment. And at the end of the podcast, I'll give you the details of how you can get on it. But I think the real big news this week is that the Nutella fresh fruit waffle is going to be available all day at Sleepy Hollow in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, previously it's only been available for breakfast. Now it's going to be available all day. Surely that's going to be the biggest news. Also, other news coming from Walt Disney World. We've had more details about this year's Food and Wine Festival and the artists who are going to be appearing, including the Baha Men, Tiffany, Taylor Dane, Christopher Cross, Air Supply, BB Mac. Remember them? Billy Ocean, Hanson, Boyz II Men will all be taking part in the International Food and Wine Festival's Eat to the Beat concert series. The Food and Wine Festival, by the way, starts quite soon. Well, as soon as the Flower and Garden Festival finishes, it's a week. And then from the 14th of July through to the 19th of November, they're the dates for this year's Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. Closer to home, the free dining package offered by the Walt Disney World Travel Company to us here in the UK. Those big offers go on sale this week. And also us here in the UK, the Walt Disney Company are offering a great competition at the moment. Check out their Instagram and their Facebook, because they're giving you the chance to win, yes, 7 nights at Walt Disney World. One of those nights will be in the castle suite in Cinderella Castle. You heard me right. It is a competition that's running just for us here in the UK. Check out Disney Parks UK on Instagram. They'll have all the details on there. If you win, please take me with you and keep up to date with all the news that's coming over between now and the next podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Pod Magical. Graham and Becky are on this episode of the podcast. Just come back from Walt Disney World. You've been on the new Guardians attraction at Epcot.
Yeah.
But I have another question. What's your favourite attraction at Walt Disney World?
Well,
I think I'll
go first, because I'm not
going to
say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you're not
going to
say it? Okay.
No. I'm not a big ride person. I'm a big fat wuss. my favourite ride is actually Toy Story Mania. I love it. It's so much fun. And Annabelle this time, she really got the hang of it at 3. She really got the hang of it. And she went from 0 points on her first ride up to 8,900 points on her last one. And I was just
so
proud.
Wow, that's more than me.
It was so fun. It was really good.
Yeah.
For a 3-year-old, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's your favourite attraction. Graham, what's your favourite attraction?
And then until this trip, my favourite was probably, I do really like Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
But yeah, Guardians and Flights of Passage as well.
Okay.
But yeah, this trip, it was the first time as well we'd done Rise of Resistance.
Yeah.
But yeah, Guardians for me, it's because I'm a roller coaster person. So
right,
I think
okay.
As great as Rise is, I think just for me, just a bit more of a adrenaline rush. And it's not a huge adrenaline rush. Well, yeah, it's enough of an adrenaline rush. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Let's talk some more about the attraction then, okay? This is the point in the podcast. If you don't want to know anything about Guardians Cosmic Rerun, because it only opens this weekend, and you know, for a lot of people, you've only got one attempt at doing it for the first time, so I don't want to ruin it on the podcast, but we'll try and talk about it without ruining too much. There's your opportunity to go. See you in 2 weeks if you want to go. So, you're a DVC member, so you got invited to be on it before anybody else.
Yeah. So basically, there's some DVC Facebook groups, and there was a post that went up and said, we think there's going to be a preview for Guardians. There's a link that is effectively a registration page that will open on this Friday at, I think it was about 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
And then there was a load of people saying, oh, it's a hoax and all this sort of stuff. And we just thought, well, we'll join the queue. And if they ask for information we don't want to give over, we won't give it and we'll miss out. Luckily, it wasn't a hoax.
No,
and we got in.
We were like 516 in the queue, so we were nice and early to it. So
yeah,
I managed to get those tickets.
I mean, within an hour, it was all the allotment was gone. So,
and there were thousands of people there on the day that we were doing it. And they also had the annual pass days as well. So they were doing the previews for quite a while, weren't they?
That's it.
And did you get to go in it more than once, or was it just that one attempt?
You could. No, you were allowed to.
You could keep riding until you were done.
Yeah, my legs couldn't cope with that, though.
So just the once
one
for you, Becky.
For me was, maybe forever.
So how would you describe it then? What is it like?
I would say it's like a sort of modern Space Mountain.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's got a bit of a... But it's obviously a twist on it with, again, not to spoil it, but obviously the cars rotate.
Which is unlike anything at Disney.
Which it makes... It's a completely different experience with it doing that.
Yeah.
And just to sort of ease some people's nerves, it doesn't spin like the teacups.
No.
Okay, yeah. That would be quite... Yeah.
It rotates, so you rotate sort of 90 degrees left or 90 degrees right. With, say, if it's a bend round to the left,
you
turn, so you're facing into the bend.
I'm with you. Yeah.
But it's a very smooth ride.
Very smooth.
It's
smooth. Like Seven Dwarfs, lovely and smooth.
So if you have motion sickness or anything like that, will you be all right?
Okay.
I was going to say, I think it's on the cusp.
Yeah.
I have, since coming back, I have seen a couple of sort of blog posts saying that there are a few people suffering with motion sickness. So yeah. I think it's on the limit.
Right. Okay.
It was funny to see the faces of the people coming out whilst we were waiting to go on. And I thought, well, they don't look particularly excited that they've just ridden this ride. And then when we got off and I struggled to walk up the stairs because my legs were like jelly, I was like, aha, I get it now.
Get it
now.
You're
all feeling a little bit rough.
Does it feel very fast?
Yes, it's fast.
It is fast.
It's not as fast as...
It's like Expeditionaries.
I would say it's not quite that fast.
And again, you can
this sort of gauge our opinions on, I'm a ride person and Becky isn't.
Yeah.
So if you're a ride person, it's not that fast. But if you're not a ride person, you may think it is fast.
I was clinging on, so yeah, I was fast.
Okay, these are the questions, because I put this on socials the other day. If anybody got any questions. Any loop-de-loops was one of the questions. Does it go upside down?
No, loop-de-loop.
No.
Okay, so you don't go upside down. So that's totally fine.
No, thank you.
Well, I don't think there's any more spoilers there. I think we can look forward to going on that one.
We won't say too much. There is something at the beginning that, obviously, if you don't do anything... There is a surprise at the beginning, something unexpected at the beginning. But I won't say what it is, but something different.
Okay.
The ride starts off really well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it quite long? Because it's, I think, is it, you can get four spaceship Earths inside the building. So is it quite a long?
Yeah, it is. I heard it's the longest indoor roller coaster in the world, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
True. The longest track, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, you're off within, like, obviously it is a roller coaster ride, but the build-up is a bit like, you know, like Flight of Passage, where you get, like, that whole story before you even get on the ride.
And so even it's not quite a rise experience, but, again, sort of the experience, the getting on it is phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Okay. And you prefer it to Rise of the Resistance, and you'd not done that before either?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited now. I can't wait to go on it.
It is absolute. It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going back to sort of a modern Space Mountain, it's the clarity of what you see and...
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney World.
So I think we'd like to wake up at the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Because it's our favourite location.
Yeah.
And then we'll just walk into Epcot and go to France for some breakfast. There's no queues on our perfect day.
we used to think Paris was quite a nice, or France was quite a nice quiet location to go and grab a croissant and stuff at breakfast. But now Ratatouille's there, it's chaos.
Yeah, I noticed that last time.
So yeah, we'll go there and grab breakfast.
Yeah.
And then come back, do Guardians, obviously.
Yeah.
Do Soarin'. Love Soarin'. That's more my kind of ride. Nice and gentle.
Yeah, take it easy.
And then lunch at Garden Grill with our favourite characters. Yeah. Park Hop to Magic Kingdom, which is my favourite park of them all.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of rides there that we just like have to ride. So Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, great one. Seven Dwarfs, Mine Train is our 7-year-old daughter's favourite ride out of all of Disney. She talks about it all the time. So I have to ride that one. And Splash Mountain is her new favourite. She really liked that one. Yeah. It was her first time being able to ride that. So loved that one.
Yeah.
And then we would probably hop to Ohana for dinner.
Good plan.
Why not?
Pop on the road, nice and close.
And then head back into Magic Kingdom to watch fireworks in the evening.
Yeah.
That sounds like an absolutely perfect day. You've got all the great food in there. Fireworks. You're not like park hopping and bouncing around. You can get the monorail.
I was thinking, you know, we could go to every park but then...
One time we'd love to do that, wouldn't we? Four parks one day, all the transportations. Like, but it's a lot and that's not really a perfect day. That's more of a day.
Yeah.
Normally when we go, we tend to do one park per day, or we might park up in the evening for dinner to say, like, go back to Epcot or something like that.
Yeah.
Because lots of dinner options there. But we do tend to spend one day at one park, don't we?
Yeah.
I think as well with the park hopping, you can't do till 2 o'clock. So it's really difficult to get in another three parks between 2 and 9 p.m. It's crazy. Did you get to use the extra half an hour in the morning and then also Magic Kingdom and Epcot a couple of nights because you were at DVC? Did you get those extra hours at night as well? Did you make use of that?
We did not, no.
So, no, we did the half an hour in the morning, which you can, I think like you've said before, that
you can get a lot done.
A lot done in that half an hour. Yeah. At least get a ride done and in a queue for another.
That's it, yeah. You're getting in half an hour before the half an hour is the trick.
Rides,
Yeah, especially in Magic Kingdom. It's like there, you've got lots of little rides, so you can do, in Magic Kingdom, you can get actually like three rides done.
Yeah.
The smaller rides, you can get lots of the smaller rides ticked off. So we did do the half an hour in the morning with the girls.
Yeah, but we did.
Especially earlier in the trip when we were still accustomed to the time.
Wide awake, yeah.
But we didn't do it.
Again, late is, with the girls being... at their ages at the minute, it's difficult to do it.
We only watched the 50th anniversary, what's that called? Enchantment, once, and we watched the Harmonious.
We watched them once each, well.
That was it. We didn't want to push it too much with the girls.
Because the girls get too tired.
We always say, oh, we'll take a break in the middle of the day.
And you never do.
We never do.
We just can't leave. We're like, just one more thing.
Well, you look down at your watch and you realise it's 3 o'clock and it's like, we need to get back here for... 5 o'clock for dinner. So
yeah, what's the point? Do you venture out of Disney, or do you just tend to stay in the Disney parks and Disney resorts?
We don't. When we go, we don't hire a car. We get the coach from the airport. We did Mears this time.
How was that, by the way? The Mears.
It was fine. It wasn't as magical as the.
It wasn't
magical as that. The trivia was not as good as that. But it got us from A to B, and it was cheaper than a lift, and we didn't have to take car seats. So for convenience, brilliant.
Yeah.
Really brilliant. It's the same location, so you know exactly where you're going at the airport. If you remember, you're on the right side of the airport to start with. Don't forget that, because that always confuses
you. We always end up walking to the other side of the airport, and we're like, we don't want this side. We want B, not A, or A, not B. I always remember
going with Virgin, and they used to give you the $200, and you had to go and find somebody in the airport to get it. And it's like you go from one part of the airport to the other part, and then to come back again for the Magical Express.
It's quite a big airport.
It's massive. Yeah.
We don't hire a car, so we always use Disney Transport to get around, don't we? Use the buses, the monorail, Skyliner this time. So we don't tend to venture out, but on our 2012 trip, it was part of a little bit of a bigger trip where we were staying in Florida for 10 days and Disney for just 5 of those, and we did go to the Kennedy Space Center, and we did lunch with an astronaut called James F. Reilly, which was incredible to hear his story and his time in space. So would really recommend that. To do that. It was really, really incredible.
So when's your next trip? Have you got enough DVC points left to go soon?
We are already planning. Always planning ahead of the trip that we're already on. I always like to know when I'm going back. So we're planning a trip for November 2024 with our best friends, Lisa, Anthony and their son, Dylan. And we are planning on going on his 5th birthday. So it'll be a super special one.
Nice.
For them. They've never been before. So it's our first time taking newbies with us.
Oh, I love doing that.
So we'll be heading...
So it'll be another first trip for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So we'll do another first trip again.
And meanwhile, you've probably got a mountain of washing to get through now then.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Back to reality.
Lovely chatting to you. Thanks for telling us all about Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't wait to go on it myself now. It's still a big surprise. So we kept it a secret. Graham and Becky, have a magical day.
Thank you,
Cheers, Andy.
Fancy joining me on the podcast? Just drop me a message, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @PodMagical. If you're going over to Walt Disney World soon, please do tag me in your pictures, especially on your Instagram stories. Then we can share them. We can all live through your holiday. I like to do that. If you're on your way to the airport now, going to Walt Disney World very soon, firstly, it's going to be busy this weekend because we've got a public holiday. We've got Memorial Day this coming Monday. So it's a bank holiday weekend, if you like. And you've also got the opening of, well, we've just been talking about it, the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction finally opens this weekend at Epcot. If you are going to be there, well, you've got a few ways to get on it. Firstly, they are going to put it on Lightning Lane, so you can buy it at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can pay your way onto the attraction. Remember, you're going to need your park pass for Epcot to be in the park to make sure you can get on it. And also as well, there will be a virtual queue. Again, the virtual queue system, 7 o'clock every morning, that opens. You will need your park pass for Epcot, and you'll need to be on it the second they come available. Your second chance will be 1 o'clock. You need to be in Epcot to get on that one. And also on a Monday, if you're staying at one of the deluxe resorts, you've got a special after hours event, and there'll be another virtual queue just for that day. You need to be staying in a deluxe resort, and you need to get on that one at 6 o'clock. I think that's Mondays they do. So good luck if you're trying to go and get on the new Guardians attraction at Epcot. By the sounds of it, definitely sounds worth it. Let us know what it was like as well. Other things going on, you've still got the Flower and Garden Festival. The weather, by the way, very hot, very humid with those thunderstorms every afternoon. And the top tip for this episode is actually about those thunderstorms. Get the AccuWeather app. It's the free app. Jump on the Wi-Fi at Walt Disney World and follow the thunder clouds. Make sure you know how the AccuWeather app works. It's probably one of the best ones. because some of the outdoor attractions, so Test Track and Slinky Dog, they're going to close down. As soon as they see any kind of thunderstorms on the way, those rides are going to close down. But as soon as those thunderstorms are gone, they'll reopen those attractions. So if you're near them and you time it right, you could be on the likes of Slinky Dog or Test Track with hardly any queue, because people are not going to stand around in the rain knowing that the attraction is going to be down. But as soon as that attraction comes up, people are going to head towards it. So if you're near, if you're lurking around Slinky Dog when those thunder clouds have gone and you've got your AccuWeather app going, well, there's no thunderstorms coming back, get on it. Top tip for this episode: know when the thunderstorms are coming and going. Don't go back to the hotel, it's not worth it. They're only lurking around for an hour, aren't they? If you'd like to be a podcast guest, if you've got any top tips, or if you just want to send any questions over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Give us a like, give us a follow. If you could give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, that would be great. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we've got brand new episodes, new guests, new tips, all the latest news every other Friday. And until the next episode, please stand clear of course.